There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're looking at social media now and what happens when you fall foul of one of the big platforms. Nicole Majdalani is a fashion stylist and a social media influencer based in the Emirate here in Dubai, and she's had her account deactivated without warning over the weekend. Known as Nicole on Trend, at Nicole on Trend, she has more than 204,000 followers. But Nicole says that she doesn't know what she's done wrong. She's been speaking to the ARN News team.
It happened without warning and without any notification from Instagram. So this is a shocking thing. I've had the account for 4 years, very active over the last two. I'm constantly on the account doing stories, and I log in, or I don't log on, I just, you know, open the app and you get a message saying that your account has been deactivated. If you think that this is unfair, learn more. You click on the link which says learn more, and then you just fill out an automated form and send it, and that is it. So I didn't have any emails or any warnings, or I've had nothing from Instagram except that message flash up when I open the app.
All right, and what are you planning to do now? Are you going to reach out to Instagram? Have you joined up with other people here in the region who have experienced something similar? What's the next step in your point of view?
The next step now is to get more media attention about what's happened to me, because having now heard from my followers who have said this has happened to someone they know and then this has happened to someone they know, they've now all got in touch with me, and they were big accounts as well. There was one with 1.4. There's another account in Lebanon with over 200. There's one here. It's sounding like Instagram can just disable your account potentially if you've been reported. So if your competitors or if your haters or whatever you want to call them just fancy reporting you regularly, then you can just get your account disabled, which is then devaluing the whole platform, because they can't really put everyone in the same pot, which is what they've just done to me. So now I'm constantly contacting Instagram, but with no messaging back. So I assume I'm responding to an automated machine. So I need to really try and get someone on the inside to look at my account. I need a human rather than a machine, because otherwise I could go in a pile and this could go on for months. So I'm trying to get media attention to warn everyone, because I think it's a very negative attention for Instagram. Why would you put so much effort and potentially run a business on Instagram for them just to push a button one day and you're disabled for however long?
All right. Now, of course, Instagram, from their side, they will say that they're doing this because they think that too many people out there have fake followers, right? So is this something that you could relate with? Have you bought followers in the past for your account?
No. Yeah, this is one of the annoying, most frustrating parts of this story. I have never, obviously everyone will say that, but I have never, ever bought followers. I've never used any apps. There's no chance I've been hacked, because no one has my password. I have double authentication on. So it would be very hard for someone to hack me, because I get a text message through my phone. So there's no app, there's no way of getting into my account. This is actually through Instagram. But I think the point is that whatever they think may have happened, or what they think I've done, I've had no message, or I've been accused of nothing. And I have no person or anywhere to go to try and sort this out. So I can't say to, hello, Instagram, could you please look at my followers? They're all real. Could you please go down and see I haven't been abusive or offensive to anyone? It's just gone into smoke until someone decides to look at the file or the email or whatever it is I've sent. So this at 204,000 followers seems crazy to put me, you know, I've been going that long on Instagram. Why would I suddenly, you know, go rogue and you know, get my account? Why would I do something offensive to anyone now? They're not giving me a platform to argue my case.
All right. The last thing I want to ask you, Nicole, is if you were to give Instagram a message right now, if you were to tell them something, if Instagram was listening to you right now, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that they need to treat everyone differently. They can't put everyone in the same boat. That if you've got a bigger account, they perhaps need to flag that up and look at it immediately, rather than just put me down, which is what I'm assuming they've done amongst everyone else, and shut me down. And now you have just rock the community. All my followers and everyone else's followers are like, well, hang on a minute. Do we want to be on this platform? Is this a viable platform for a business or for anyone to spend time on if you can just push a button and shut it down?
All right. Fantastic, Nicole. Those are all the questions I have to ask. Anything else you'd like to add before we sign off for today?
I would like to add that whether my account comes back, I'm put off right now continuing because I have, like I said, I am very authentic. I've worked hard. It's all my own content. I work with Dubai Tourism. Everyone knows me here in Dubai. I've got a lot of good friends and I've built a great community here. I'm very pro Dubai as well. And I think that it has rocked me in a way that I could get back on the account and it can just be shut down one morning with still no email. Let's put that out there. There is no communication. I haven't been accused of anything. So that has put me off at the platform.
And that is a very passionate Nicole Majdalani, fashion stylist and social media influencer, who was on Instagram at Nicole on Trend. Instagram has been in touch. We've had a response from an Instagram spokesperson here at ARN. They've said to us that Nicole's now being contacted by Instagram and that they are working with her to resolve her issue.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.